Welcome to the History Diva on KMUN. I'm Lori Serafin, Vice President of the Lower Columbia Preservation Society and an amateur history detective. My philosophy is that building the future and keeping the past relevant can be one and the same thing. To value history and artifacts of our past, we need to learn about them. Let's explore local history together. Facts are based on research. Opinions are my own. Let's go back to Amato's Supper Club in 1940s Astoria. The attack on Pearl Harbor was December 7, 1941, and was the U.S. entrance into World War II. The Lower Columbia was busy with the war effort, and the population of military and support personnel surged. Remember, the area was home to the naval station at Tongue Point, a naval hospital, not to mention Fort Stevens. Amato's Supper Club was the hottest spot in town for entertainment and hospitality in the 1940s. It was the spot to be seen, meet friends, dance, and be entertained by floor shows and vaudeville. It was located on 11th Street between Commercial and Bond in the Sanborn Building. The space is currently home to J.P. Plumbing. The first time I toured J.P. Plumbing, I did not know about Amato's, and I wondered what type of operation was there in the past. Plumbing trucks were parked on an old dance floor. There were windows on the mezzanine. I saw an old stage light. One of the guys told me it was an old nightclub. I found the repurposing of the building absolutely fascinating. The owner, George Amato, was born in Portland in 1904. He was the son of Italian immigrants. After high school, he worked as a garage mechanic and later opened his own garage. Other business ventures included bowling alleys, flea markets, fishing boats, restaurants, and nightclubs. George Amato and Mary Luciana married in 1934 and moved to Astoria. They worked as business partners in their multiple ventures and were highly successful. In Astoria, it appears their first business venture was a four-lane bowling alley in the Sanborn Building in 1934. Surprisingly, it was not Astoria's first bowling alley. The entrance was on 10th Street. Later, they opened the Entertainment Salon nightclub in the basement of the bowling alley in August of 1936. There was some food service, Rainier beer, and live entertainment. It was a mecca for traveling shows in the 30s. It was so successful, they really needed to open a bigger venue. In March of 1941, the business expanded into the new Amato Supper Club with a full-service restaurant, bar, stage, and dance floor. It was known as the Palace of the Pacific. The Amatos allegedly invested $15,000 into the new and improved nightclub that sat 500 people. For perspective, the Liberty Theater seats 630. This was a large and important venue. The increased population of Astoria during World War II years made the Supper Club boom. It was the place to mingle with other young people, have a good time, and forget about the war effort. It did not hurt that the hottest touring acts stopped at the Supper Club. After the war years, the population of Astoria declined to pre-war levels. Astoria could not support a grand entertainment palace. The Supper Club closed in November of 1947. It was the end of an era in Astoria. George and Mary moved the Supper Club to Portland in March of 1948. To see pictures of Amato's Supper Club, visit Astoria History Diva on Instagram. Today's quote is from George Amato. In 1992, when asked if he wanted to return to Astoria and open a new supper club, he stated, "Heck no, I knew when to come and when to leave." Thanks for listening, and tune in next week for more local history on The History Diva.